In today's Gospel reading, we hear of the calling of the brothers. And as it is related in today's Gospel, it is a very ordinary scene. Both sets of brothers are about their daily work, casting a net in the lake to catch fish and mending their fishing nets. Into this ordinary scene comes the Son of God, and he makes the ordinary extraordinary. He does this not only by his presence, but also by his words. The words are not many, but simply, "Follow me, and I will make you into fishers of men." These divine words and this urgent call provoke an instantaneous response. The first four apostles are called, and the nucleus of the church has begun to be formed. It is quite obvious, isn't it, that the divine word, the divine call, changes the life of these four young men. The power of the word of God is seen in Jonah's life. God called him to go to Nineveh and to call the people there back to conversion. And after some reluctance, Jonah went in obedience to the claims that God's word made on him. What is more, because he spoke the word of God to the people of Nineveh, not his own words, his mission of conversion was successful. This echoes and points forward to Christ himself, who makes the call to repentance the first thing he says to begin his mission after St. John the Baptist was arrested. Repentance and conversion are essential to the Christian life because once saved, always saved is not real. St. Paul is speaking of this when he encourages the Corinthians to live their lives as if the world could end tomorrow and we have to face God, who is our just judge. So what does the conversion of those who are baptized look like? To speak of those who are not baptized will take much longer, so let me restrict my words to those who are baptized. That's us. But firstly, to answer a question, doesn't baptism wash away original sin? And if someone is baptized later in life, doesn't baptism wash away all personal sin committed before baptism? Yes, indeed, it does. But the new life received in baptism from God does not abolish the weakness and frailty of our human nature, nor the inclination to sin. If that were the case, that would be assault on our freedom. God wants our free choice to follow Christ, not to be forced to do so. Those who are baptized have access to the grace of Christ so as to prove themselves and be victorious in the struggle against sin. So the call of our Lord to repent and believe in the gospel is the continual and uninterrupted task for each one of us until this life ends. Note this covers the small aspects of life, like patience, cheerfulness, and kindness, as well as the big things of life, like adultery, fraud, murder, perjury. Here are the tools that Christ and his church have given us in this ongoing task of conversion. A daily act of contrition. Memorize it and say the act of contrition before you go to bed each night. Each Friday, and maybe even daily, do acts of mortification. That is, deny yourself something that is a legitimate pleasure so as to train your will to have dominance over your passions and desires. And thirdly, go to confession. This is the most important one, because this sacrament not only forgives sins through the power of Christ, but the sacrament also imparts divine grace that changes us interiorly. We become stronger in the face of temptation. We begin to desire even more strongly what is good. And we have the divine power to do what is good. Please remember too that confession is not just for mortal sins. It is for any sin of any degree. And you only need one sin for the sacrament to work. You don't need to store up a long list before you go to confession. God has given us this life so that we might demonstrate our love for him, so that we might pass the test of loyalty and devotion and be in heaven with him for all eternity. This entails somewhat of a detachment from the things of this world and of this life, not to deny their value or beauty or goodness, but so that we might not become engrossed in this world and not lose sight of the next. Because here we are in exile. Heaven is our true home. For this reason, we must continue along the path of repentance and conversion, striving every day to answer Christ's call to follow him.